Duncan, you're now the councillor for the city centre after today's results of the by-election. What's your first priority next week?
First thing I want to do is to talk to, get out and talk to residents and give them a way of doing that. I want to arrange surgery times and places and get that message out to residents about where and when they can meet me to discuss their concerns. We also have a lot of business coming up in the council, and it's meeting on the 25th, where new figures are going to be put before it about the tram project, and that's going to be a vital consideration. It's quite clear from the size of John Carson's vote alone that it is rightly a big concern of the electorate, and this is a concern that we as a party have shared for many years. It is a great shame that it has come to this, to a position where there are really no good options, and we're looking at damage limitation and trying to get this situation resolved at least cost to the council taxpayers and voters.
And as well as trams, what else can voters expect from you? What are your personal skills that you bring to this job?
Well, my background is in central government. I worked in Whitehall for 15 years, and I worked as a committee clerk in the Scottish Parliament for 8 years. So I understand how government works. I understand legislation and how that's put together and how it's interpreted. And I think that's a valuable skill to bring to the council. So I don't think I need to do any homework there, but I think I need to do some homework on the standing orders of the council, for example, and to get to know my colleagues more closely and to understand the way in which the council operates at the political level.
Bill, you were a close second here today. You must be a little disappointed.
I'm absolutely gutted too. People in the city centre ward made a very clear expression of their desire for change, which was by giving me such a clear lead in first preferences. You know, it was the overwhelming first preference choice to be representing them on the council, and that would have inevitably meant a change in the makeup of the city council. And to lead through stage 2, stage 3, stage 4 and stage 5 shows the overwhelming desire of the people was to see a change. Unfortunately, in this unfair voting system, that's not happened. So I feel that people right across the whole city of Edinburgh have been denied the chance for the change they want. They passed a very clear judgment on the administration of the city by punishing the Liberal Democrats who lead the administration on the city. They've got so many things badly wrong in the city, not just the big ticket high profile issues like the trams, but also the bin dispute that's been going on for 2 years, and my personal bugbear, the health and social care in the city is atrocious. On Thursday there is a really damaging motion going through the council on the homeless situation in Edinburgh. They're just wrong on so many options, so many of the issues, and the people in Edinburgh today punish them for that. The interesting thing is how the SNP, who are their junior coalition partners in running the city, have come out of that unscathed whilst the Liberal Democrats are punished so heavily.
And will you be standing next year?
I think I may well throw my hat in the ring again for another seat next year, because it is to be so close and be denied is massively, massively frustrating.
Karen, yep. You just lost here. How do you feel now?
Well, our vote did go up, and I'm delighted that our vote did go up. I wasn't that far behind. I was third. Our vote has gone up, and that's the groundwork set for next year. I'll be here next year, and if it was next year, I'd be a councillor now. So I'm delighted. I had a great team and a lot of help. I'm so pleased and overwhelmed by all the help and support I got. I'll be here next year.
Melanie, you've just lost today's by-election, unfortunately. How do you feel?
We're disappointed we've lost, but we're not really surprised. When we saw the turnout last night, we could see that in some of the areas where we are very strong, there's only 50% of the residents are there, and the turnout was very low. Whereas in other parts of the town, where the Tory vote and the SNP vote, those people were at home. They're not on holiday, they're not students. So, looking at the figures ourselves, we're actually very confident going into May next year.
John, you've just lost the by-election here in Edinburgh. What's your word on losing?
Well, being an independent, as I've just demonstrated, is an impossible task. You're fighting against a party machine in every one of the parties that haul people in from all over the country. You know, to get 11% of the vote for us is phenomenal. And to beat the Lib Dems by 60% of their vote is just absolutely marvellous.
And will you be standing at next year's election?
Yes, most certainly.
Alistair, you were first out today. You must be a little disappointed in the results.
Oh, undoubtedly disappointed by finishing at the bottom. But as we've said before, I don't think this is a reflection on the administration. We saw that the SNP are also part of the administration, and it was their seat to lose at the end of the day. But so the fact that they managed to hold on to the seat, and the fact that our anti-trans person did not do well at all, this goes to show that the people of Edinburgh, and the people of Edinburgh City Centre specifically, are not anti-tram overall. They're happy, by and large, the direction that this council has taken. But it does show that, as a party, as a whole, we need to start shouting more about our achievements. When we've been out and about knocking on doors, it's the small things that matter to people in their local streets. It's keeping the streets clean, it's keeping the place tidy, it's keeping noise down, it's keeping traffic flow better. And these are all things that the council is working to improve. We're constantly trialling new things to try and work out what is best for the people. And we're having feedback with the councils. And I think, as a party, we need to start communicating better in terms of saying, we've done this, look, it's a success. What about it? You know, and if, as long as we can start getting that message across between now and May, then I think we'll be in a very, very healthy position come May.